Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court grants a huge victory in our case involving the California churches. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is great news. It literally is the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. We've been waiting for this and knowing it was coming soon. And like, this is a victory. We just are celebrating.
It's a great victory. And this is involving our California churches, Harvest Rock Church and its various affiliate campuses, and Harvest International Ministry, which has 162 additional churches in California. So almost 170 churches combined between these two. And in California, it is the worst restriction of the entire country. 99%+ of California is under a no worship order from Governor Gavin Newsom.
You know, in the New York case with the synagogues and the Catholic churches, the Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of them, but their restrictions weren't even as severe as in California.
Right. The day before Thanksgiving, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, issued a ruling in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn versus Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, and the court ultimately issued a great decision and said that these were the worst restrictions that it had seen thus far. Well, in that particular case, the restrictions were dependent upon what zone you're in. They have color-coded zones, orange and red. One was no more than 10 people. The other was no more than 25 people.
Yeah, it's like these dictator governors get into these colored zones for some reason.
Well, in California, we have the so-called purple zone, which that's 99.1% of all of California, and it's no worship. So our case involving the California churches was even worse than the New York churches and synagogues that suffered under Governor Cuomo's restrictions. So in light of that particular decision, what we had done before the court even made its ruling in that case, we had filed an emergency request for an injunction pending appeal. That's an extraordinary request for relief, because what it does is ask the Supreme Court to jump ahead of the process because of the extraordinary reasons involved, to issue its own injunction. In order to issue its own injunction, it has to conclude that you're likely to succeed on the merits of your First Amendment claim.
Right. I mean, these churches were facing criminal charges, fines, and even closure for simply being open and having people come and worship.
And it's because of that we said, look, it's beyond time. We need immediate relief. We've got to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's what we filed. We also requested the alternative relief of the Supreme Court granting the full case for review. Now, there's only 1-2% of all cases that are ever requested to be granted for review when the case is ready. Our case was pre-judgment. It was in the preliminary stage.
Right. And we were excited because it seemed like they were expediting it.
They expedited and they granted our request, which is it's hard to even calculate that fraction of how many cases can get granted like that. So that goes to show you, Holly, how very interested now this current Supreme Court is in these draconian, tyrannical restrictions on places of worship.
Well, they get it. They see this is not about a virus. This is about government oppression. These dictator governors are taking advantage of this and just trying to oppress religious worship.
Yes, they are. And in fact, that's indeed. I mean, we're talking about, you know, when we first started this, we started messaging on things like this, people would say, they would look at their own particular situation. Mm-hmm. Well, they're able to stay home in the comfort of their home, and they've got high-speed internet, and they can watch online the pastor preaching. And so many people said, well, you know, we can just watch online. Well, that's fine
for a couple weeks.
For you, for a little while.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot more people that don't have that opportunity.
Right.
They don't have the high-speed internet. They don't have the smartphone or tablet or computer to do that. And moreover, you can't really have some of the things that are necessary to minister to people's needs only online.
Right. We're made for fellowship, you know, and we can't live in fear. I mean, yes, you can take precautions. You can be, you know, safe in these particular instances. But we were made to fellowship, to be together, and we can't allow this to live in fear.
Yeah, and then others would say, well, you know, we're worshiping at home, and that's fine. All that is fine. But at the same time, you can't put a template across the board and right. say the government has the authority to tell you how to worship. And by the way, in California, it's criminal to worship in your home. Yes, that's right. If you invite a neighbor over, if you're in an apartment or a condo, and you just go down the next door and you invite your neighbor over for a Bible study in California, for 99.1% of Californians, Holly, that is a criminal offense, punishable right. to a year in prison.
But it's interesting. His rules are for thee, but not for me, because he goes out to public restaurants, you know, with other people, close proximity. So, you know, it's obvious his discrimination is blatant against religious worship.
Oh, and he favors liquor stores.
And protests.
And protests. Yeah. And abortion clinics. I mean, there's a virus. There's no question about it. But these restrictions have nothing to do with the virus. The restrictions are put on places of worship because they don't consider places of worship, churches, synagogues, as essential. They kick them to the side of the curb. And you know what? Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We've litigated these across the country. We've been in 44 states with over 2,000 pastors that we've been working with. We also have several cases in state and federal court. We've won some, we've lost some, or they're all in the process of making their way to the Supreme Court. But now with this decision and this victory, both in New York and now in California, the handwriting is on the wall. In fact, in our press release, that's what we said, you know, that ruling by the Supreme Court provides great relief for churches and places of worship. The handwriting is on the wall. I mean, that comes from Daniel, where the handwriting was literally on the wall. The final days of Governor Gavin Newsom's so-called color-coded executive edicts banning worship are numbered and coming to an end, and it's past time to end these unconstitutional restrictions on places of worship.
Yeah, so we anticipate positive action toward our Romanian churches that are in Chicago that are also before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we have in Chicago a 10-person limit that was in effect when we filed suit, and some of the worst attempts to enforce against pastors and churches that I've ever seen.
Oh, the bullying was horrible.
And of all people to enforce it against, Romanian Christians who came from Communist Romania, right. who experienced there what unfortunately they experienced here in the United States in 2020.
Right.
So that case is also pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think right now with this good decision, I'm so thankful to the Lord. He's been faithful, and this has been a long road. You know, our first pastor that we represented was arrested on the last Monday in March. He had a service on the last Sunday in March, and he ultimately...
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown.
Yeah, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown went to jail for having service, and it shocked the world.
In Florida, right.
We ultimately were involved in that, and a day and a half, 2 days later, the governor of Florida issued an order that freed up all places of worship.
And a couple states followed suit after that.
Exactly.
Saying church is essential.
But that's how it started.
Right.
That's how 2020 started.
Right.
Pastor arrested for having a church service. And then after that, we've been litigating these things for days and weeks and through the weekends and through the evenings. And I've had to call you many times and say, Holly, we need another press statement. We just got a ruling from a court, you know, on the weekends, on the eve of Thanksgiving and so forth. And our attorneys have been doing the same thing, working through the evenings, working through the early mornings, working through the weekends. But now I believe we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So this is good news. We're going to continue to litigate these cases around the country, and we are now seeing the beginning of the end of these draconian restrictions on churches.
And, you know, the prayers of the people are making a difference. We feel those prayers. And,
absolutely.
And now you're seeing them come to fruition.
Yeah, thank you for praying for our team, for our pastors. We are so blessed to work with so many pastors. I know there's a number of pastors and churches out there, and people are frustrated with them because they have closed all the places of worship.
We
and
have courageous pastors.
Acting with leadership. On the other hand, we're seeing the Gideon's army of pastors.
Courageous, brave pastors.
These are pastors that wake up on Sunday morning. And I think about this often on Sunday morning. They wake up on Sunday morning, and they're facing potential criminal charges by the end of the day because they're leading their flock in a safe worship environment. And that should never happen in America. There's no place in America where pastors and people should have to choose between attending worship or going to prison. Continue to pray for these cases as we continue to fight for religious freedom all over this country. For more information, go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.